case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Ah, look, it's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. And good morning. Allie not in due to a rash of some sort.
Yeah.
That's what it said. I'm not going to ask any more questions, dude. I go, don't bring that ish in here, man.
And then all she keeps responding is with this, I don't know where it came from.
I thought you were going to make fun of me. Of course we're going to make fun of you.
I told her
we made fun of Gibbons for calling in for a cold. We're going to make fun of you for calling in for a rash. Yes.
I told her she had cooties. Cooties, just like all the
cooties.
Girls.
Yeah, very much. Could happen. Do I have good news to start the day?
Yeah.
Is that I made it back from Switzerland. That's not the good news, but I made it back for an event yesterday.
Oh.
I did the A-Team Walk for Autism. Awareness. It's a fun walk we did yesterday at Greenfield Park for the first time. It used to be Dylan's Run.
Yes.
Dylan's Run back in the day. They did 18 years Dylan's Run. Well, now Dylan's Run is no more because Indian Summerfest is no more. They're not doing that festival. And the family was very close with the people that ran Indian Summerfest. Mm-hmm. So it's now the A-Team fun walk for autism, and it was yesterday, and it was awesome.
I saw you posted either on the Kiss IG or your own IG story, you out there, but I didn't know exactly what the run was.
There were Janasia, Destiny, and Ariana, and many more, and I give everybody shout-outs, but I don't remember everybody, because there were a very select few
mm-hmm.
who met a very awesome amount of people. Autism is such a fascinating thing to deal with children, I think.
Yes.
Because I've talked to some parents. Like one of the guys that works for the radio station, he said he has a son that has autism. They went to the zoo. And as soon as they get to the zoo, his son that has autism sees that there's a little pond and jumps in the pond. Waist deep in water now, his kid. But his kid is autistic. He doesn't know. He just thinks that's a little pool. So he has to pull his kid out. We just got here. Now we got to go back home. We got to change clothes. But all these parents looking around have to be like, what is wrong with this guy? This terrible parent. This terrible kid,
but he's not. It's just part
of the stigma of autism. And I was like, how do you deal with that as a parent? Knowing people are judging you all the time. He was like, you just stop caring because you know that you can't deal with it. And
true,
it doesn't matter what other people think. But they had so many cool things. They had police out there. And there's a great thing with the Autism Society yesterday at Greenfield Park. So that's my good news. I made it back for that. What's your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is I went to one of the coolest wrestling shows I've ever been to over the weekend.
Yes.
There was wrestling.
Uh-huh.
There was rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
There was a burlesque show.
Uh-huh.
And I did one of the worst things I've ever done in my entire life. Might be unforgivable.
Uh-huh.
Might be unforgivable. I'll tell you more about that later this morning.
But okay.
Riggs, I might have finally stepped in and done more than I could chew.
Did you really? What was the wrestling thing you went to?
It was called Mondo Lucha.
What?
At Turner Hall Ballroom.
You got to see Lucha Libre?
Yes.
Like Nacho Libre style?
Yes.
With the masks and everything?
Uh-huh.
Mexican wrestling? That's awesome.
It was incredible.
That's awesome.
Such a good night.
Very nice. All good news. I love it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.